Off the Ball. GAA.
Basic conversion rate, Mick, when it comes to the start of the week, which is remarkable what Limerick do, because, you know, it's 18 out of 19 finals under John Kiely that they have won. So generally when they get into a winning position, Limerick lay down the hammer at that point.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding.
San Antonio Spurs.
Damn it.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know.
Is that right?
Tottenham and Aston Villa.
Hey! Oh! He's trying to cheat and you're trying to let him.
Lads, if that's the way it's going to go now, there's no point in us being here, really. If we're not going to do it seriously.
Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on a multitude of platforms. It's the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, and always crappy quiz. Every week, we pick three OTB cranks off the scrap heap of trivia and pit them against each other in a quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. And when I say every week, for once, folks, I mean every week. What a run we are on here of crappy quizzes here on Off the Ball. Arthur O'D has taken the reins and he has taken it seriously for the first time in crappy quiz history. We have a quiz master who gives a shit. And here we are every week again. We might not be on the radio in our usual slot anymore, given that pesky League of Ireland and its interesting season taking over Friday nights on the radio. But the quiz is alive and well on YouTube and as a podcast for our Off the Wall members and future members worldwide. Just go to Off the Wall Daily feed on your podcast app of choice and find us there every Friday. I'm probably tempting fate now. We're almost certainly going to miss a quiz in the next week or two. But all that said, all that's left to do is introduce you to today's purveyors of sporting idiotry and what a lineup we have got. Up first, it's been a long week of introspection for this contestant. After 10 unbroken days staring into the abyss on NASA's live feed of the Artemis 2 mission, he started to, which one is this, I wonder? He started to question what he's doing with his life. Sure, producing the country's most beloved sports radio show every weekend is nice, and the World Snooker Championship is just right around the corner. But there's got to be more. Here he is looking for a shot at salvation and maybe, just maybe, to win this damn quiz just once. Please welcome Shane the Monaghan Machete Hannan.
Delighted to have another opportunity to talk about the Artemis 2 mission. We can spend a while talking about it if you like.
When was your last victory on the crappy quiz? I think this is what we're saying, that Artemis 2 doesn't matter a damn. Because crappy quiz glory has eluded you for so long.
I have finished second quite a significant
number
of times. There's only three people in the quiz. Last win, yeah. Look, I had a decent run towards the tail end of last year of a few wins in a month, but it's certainly tailed off.
You won all 3 points in the Pass the Parcel of Doom round last week, which I always think is like a mini win within the.
Yeah, I don't like the point system. I don't like the time of day, which it is after the breakfast show. Dara has a similar excuse to me. But yeah, I do have a couple of qualms and issues. But David's coming in hot today, coming in, you know, rested, ready to go.
Well, we'll see about that, because up next, rumour has it that the bookies have stopped taking bets on this contestant for our weekly crappy quizzes. He's just that good. But something curious has happened. His hair was cut. Gone are those Hucknall-esque curls. But what of what remains? Did one of his quiz rivals do unto him as Delilah did Samson? Has the fountain run dry? We're about to find out for David the Fountain Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know. I suppose, like what Shane said to me this morning, it's the championship haircut, so it's a big weekend. But yeah, hopefully all my knowledge, I know it's not even that much knowledge really, it's just been lucky the last couple of weeks with the questions.
Here we go. Samson.
Don't be modest.
I think we should change his name to Samson.
That's a great analogy.
Okay, finally. You haven't seen this fella around in a couple of weeks, but he is back from O'Connell Street now with €500 million burning a hole in his pocket and an 18-wheeler full of diesel. Honk, honk, give it up for Dara, the Cavan Colossus Smithnock.
Is that it? I thought it was shite, to be honest.
Are you particularly associated with hauliers and farmers of the country?
Didn't grow up in a farm, no.
It's actually a townie.
I'm a townie, like, so. I worked with him for so long, you'd think you know who I am at this point.
Cavan people are a stereotype, by the way. I don't feed into this, but Cavan people are generally seen as the rural salt of the earth sort of people who might have farmland and acres and tractors.
A lot of hauliers that wouldn't necessarily be farmers, but let's not be too kind of dismissive of the people who held us all to traffic jams last week. Anyway, look, this I would have to say, is this the most geographically acute crappy quiz we've ever had? And on the week of a Cabin Bon accident,
yeah,
championship. It bloody well is an accident. No, that's the problem here. We don't organise these things well enough. This whole intro stuff should have just been Cavan Monaghan championship nonsense all the way through.
Yeah. Monaghan Cavan games in Clonus.
What would Monaghan's record be now in Clonus?
Do you know what? It's all right. Yeah, decent. It's not a fortress, but it's okay.
It's funny now because most teams like Cork this weekend, you wouldn't fear playing Tip and Thurles, even though it is very much a home ground. It's not Co Park or whatever Cavan, it is. They train there.
Cavan and Breffni, I think, is a scarier prospect than Monaghan and Clonus.
Yeah,
in all fairness.
But exactly because when you are the province ground, you do lose home advantage.
Definitely.
So that's what I'm saying. So even though Tip literally do train in Thurles, it is their base.
Yeah.
I still think every county in Munster wants to hurl there.
Yeah, it's true.
I think Clonus might offer that for Monaghan.
That's an interesting point, yeah.
Can I also ask you this question? We discussed this in Off the Ball Breakfast, Mick, but in terms of flags, so Monaghan is blue and white.
Yeah.
Cavan is, sorry, the other way around. Monaghan is white and blue. Cavan is blue and white because the colour closest to the flag.
Clare is white and red and not red and white.
Clare is,
well, we'll go with the simplified colours of yellow and blue, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, saffron, so the banner is closest to the flagpole.
It's just the dominant colour on the
that's
jersey.
What I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, but very much so. I mean, we're literally from a border town where the other side of the other town in the townland is in Tipperary. And people, you would very much not be hanging out a blue and yellow flag out your window unless you were trying to make some kind of point about your Tipperariness.
It would be noticed.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, anyway, there we go. We've gone off one.
Yeah, apologies.
That's fine. No mention of Artemis 2, though. We kept it some way sporting. Did you have any final thoughts on Artemis 2?
You know what? It was unbelievable. I've listened to the astronauts talk about the splashdown, and the one of the guys said the splashdown was kind of like falling off a skyscraper backwards, which is quite a adept description. But it was amazing. 10 days, flew around the moon, got some unbelievable photographs.
Why didn't they land on the moon?
You see, the next mission, Artemis 3, is going to test the lunar module, basically. And then the next one, Artemis 4, is going to land on the moon. And then,
did they not have all that technology from the times that they landed on the moon before?
See, it's...
I believe we landed on the moon, just for anyone. I also believe that the Earth is round. I'm just saying that for some people who suggest that it was all bollocks back in the 60s...
Well, you see, they
would say, why can't we just go and do it again?
See, materials and... the world has developed since 50 years, so if they were to go and build the exact same lunar lander, they'd actually be looking for rudimentary materials that you know, it would be actually more difficult to build the older lunar module than try a new one. But they haven't built it yet. The big thing is Donald Trump wants to get the landing in before his term finishes, which is 2028. It's gonna be close, I think, that landing, but might not fall in his tenure. But that's a stepping stone to Mars, and in our lifetime, Mick, we're gonna walk on Mars as a species. Probably 15 years.
Is Mars walkable?
It's a more similar gravity to Earth, actually. Yeah, so don't the astronauts hop around on the moon? Mars gravity is a little bit closer to Earth and walking around the surface, yeah.
Life on Mars, okay. Send any questions you have via for the quiz, obviously, or for Shane, if you want to ask about the moon, via email, crappyquiz@offtheball.com, or if you don't think it's time to let the old ways die, you can always send us your questions via postcard to Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. I feel like that, you know, people that we had a great old run of people sending us stamped addressed beer boxes and cereal boxes and all of this kind of stuff, and it's gone. So look, you know, let's get the traditions of the crappy quiz, keep them as crappy as possible, and get in your questions. Honestly, we will use, honestly, the questions aren't often great, but you know, test yourself. See if you can get your questions onto the crappy quiz.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Because we are a lazy bunch. Like, we don't want to write the questions from scratch. That white sheet of paper is tough, Arthur, isn't it?
Mm.
Just looking at it there every week. Here we go again. How many lists can I write off from it? How many different ways are there to ask about hurlers of the year, is what Arthur just said to me, and my God, isn't he right?
Mm.
I think there is a hurlers of the year question coming up a little bit later on.
It's always an interesting quiz when Arthur writes it. Yeah, it's always an interesting quiz. There's an element of decorum to it, an element of university brains. So I'm
decorum.
I just hope there's a snooker round, and I hope there is for us a Monaghan Cavan round as well.
Yeah,
no Monaghan Cavan round. I can confirm. I don't think Arthur remembered that game, that match was happening, or looked at the contestants involved. Okay, round one is the call your shot round. Back again. I'm going to give you a question with a list of available answers. Each contestant will bid the number of correct answers they think they can manage, and the highest bidder will get to first dibs on the list. If the highest bidder hits their target, they win the point. If they cannot manage it, the remaining two players will be asked to bid again and how many of the remaining answers they can name. Obviously, if you do bid the full number, you do get to go and name that. If the mark isn't hit, the last person standing wins the coveted coward point. Then each of you will be given and in the course of the round, each of you will be given a chance to start the bidding. We're going to start with Shane to bid first here. So Shane, David, Dara is the order. I want every Kilkenny player to have won Hurler of the Year while Brian Cody was in charge. There are 7 in total, Shane.
Oh, 7 hurlers of the year.
And you can't get them wrong.
Yeah.
Naturally, in a quiz, wrong answers will be not accepted. How many can you confidently name?
Confidently is the question.
Shall start a bit.
Let's go 5.
5 out of the 7. David, are you going to beat that?
I go 6.
Dara?
Yeah, no, I'm not beating that.
Do you want to try the 7?
There's going to be, like, he wouldn't have put the question on if there wasn't a little, like, cheeky one in there, so I'll let him name.
All right, David, name 6 of the 7.
I thought you were going to go 7. Yeah, I go TJ Reid.
That's correct. I don't have the years here, but let's see if I can get them. 15.
Henry Shefflin.
3 times. 2000... And I won't bother with the other two.
DJ Carey.
2002, actually, I think, rather than 2000. DJ is correct, yeah.
Owen Larkin.
Might have been 03. Owen Larkin is correct, yeah. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
08. Arthur. Maybe 09.
Tommy Walsh.
Yes. Tommy Walsh.
Should I call him Tommy Welch or Tommy Walsh?
Welch, I believe. Okay. But it's hard when you don't sort of, you know.
Yeah. And the other one, I'm struggling. I'm going to go for a shot in the dark and go for Michael Fenley.
Correct.
Good shout.
Well done. Wow. So the only one you didn't get was our very own Richie Hogan.
Oh, Richie.
But that's all right. You got all right. Who's to say you wouldn't have gone for him next? Michael Fenley is correct. Mm-hmm. That is a brilliant list and a really well-earned point.
Some big names didn't get it. Tyrrell Brennan.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I didn't like that question. Fair play.
Okay. David opens the bidding here. I want the 7 events that Kate O'Connor completed when winning her 2025 World Athletics Championship silver medal. You got to get all of these like absolutely correct. There is no
7 events.
No leeway.
2025 last year.
Was last year not
the outdoors? The 7 events. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll go 3.
What?
Okay, oh, I'm struggling.
That's it's an early bid anyway. It's an early bid. Yeah.
I'll go.
Great question.
It's a brilliant question.
We should know the 7, and we probably do. But yeah, do you true. Trust yourself when you get down to the last one?
I'm gonna go. I'll go 6.
6 is a good sit there. I think. Yeah, I think you'll be allowed to name that unless Shane's very.
Yeah,
confident.
Go on. Name it.
I was hoping you'd give me.
Well, David,
20
you,
seconds there.
No, go on ahead, there.
Right, yeah. All right, let's do
okay.
It.
Long jump.
Long jump. Yeah.
High jump.
Yes. The 2 jumps.
Shot put,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
110 metre hurdles.
What?
Oh,
No.
I might get mixed up with the indoors.
So we can choose how many more to name.
So there are 3 gone, which means there are 4 left. David is the bidder here.
Two.
I'll go 3.
All right. Let's go. Unless you want to name the 4.
Go on ahead.
Okay.
Okay. 800 metres?
Yes.
100 metres?
No. Coward's point for David.
Is there the javelin?
Javelin, yeah. You got your point anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's 400. I'm sorry. Women's doesn't do 110 metre hurdles, they do the 100 metre hurdles.
No, I'm thinking of
I don't know what the difference is or why they add 10 metres to the men's.
If I had just said hurdles, would I have gotten it?
No, that's why I said at the start, I think, because it was their athletic events, and because that's why I wouldn't accept 100 metres. So 200 metres, 800 metres javelin throw, 100 metres hurdles, high jump, long jump and shot put. David gets a list point and a coward's point. He's playing this round beautifully. Dara, you're going to open the bidding here with every club Nicholas Anelka played for, including loans. There are 12.
Wow.
Oof. David's going to have about 10 of these, I'd say, at least.
So,
I feel like Arthur's really figured out this round, and when I was doing it, I just don't think it was different enough from the round was different, but the questions weren't different enough from Pass the Parcel. Whereas I think he's really figured out what this is supposed to be.
Just to push David a wee bit, I'm going to put my bid at 8.
8's a good one, right, Shane?
9.
Go on ahead.
9?
Yeah.
9. Do you want to beat 9, Dara?
No.
Okay.
I'll have a man's drop.
There we go. He wasn't baited. That's an interesting. Plenty of room for forgetting a couple here. 9 out of the 12.
True. PSG?
Yes, twice.
Chelsea,
yeah.
Arsenal?
Yeah.
Bolton?
Bolton is right as well, yeah. That's 4.
See, there's clubs now, I'm like, they're so obvious, but yeah, Man City?
Yeah. 5.
Liverpool?
Yes, 6.
Shanghai Shenhua?
Yes.
Oh, good shout.
7.
I don't think it'll be enough to get me the point, though.
2 more. And he do it.
Nicholas Anelka.
Nicola Anelka, even.
Nicola.
It's a good Netflix documentary.
On Anelka?
On Anelka, yeah.
I'd say that would be an interesting character.
Yeah.
He's a terrible man to forget because he was in so many places. So, you know, when you do like the Sporkle quiz and the like 100, you know, Premier League goal scorers and things like that. Remember Anelka.
Yeah.
He just disappears out of my head. Who's that French guy with 112 goals or whatever, you know?
That tandem he had with Drogba at that time.
Yeah.
They were brilliant at Chelsea in particular.
Real Madrid?
Yes. That's where he moved from Arsenal after 2 seasons. Yeah.
So I have one more.
One more.
I have one in my head, but I'm just not sure.
4 left here. You need to name one of them.
Oh, I'm not confident in this one, but for some reason I can see him in the jersey.
Go on.
Fenerbahce?
Yes!
Fenerbahce.
I wasn't expecting that because I do not remember that at all. Ones you missed out were Juventus, no memory, Mumbai City, and West Bromwich Albion.
When things went
to hell. Shane,
great shout.
Well earned point.
Fair play.
That's brilliant.
Some great earned points there, to be fair.
Okay. Round 2. We're sticking with the tic tac toe poke finish round for another week at least. If David does dominate again, though, that will be the end of it, according to the script. I've got to give you the name of a player and the club they played for, TAC, and you have to name me what clubs they played for immediately before and after tic toe. Joining the club before and after joining the club in question. It should be straightforward enough. For example, for anyone that wasn't here all the other weeks we did this, if I said Roy Keane and Manchester United, you would need to say Nottingham Forest and Celtic to earn the point in order, David.
I know.
That was an issue last week, of course. Yeah, before has to come at before after.
I was rebuffed on this last week, but because the Quizmaster is here, I made the request last week that instead of this being a speed round, we get one each. He's just shaking his head, said no. It becomes a speed thing rather than a knowledge thing.
No, we have loads of rounds where you have a go.
Yeah.
There's more variety in there, I guess.
Yeah, there is more variety in this round, and I have actually read ahead on the quiz this week, believe it or not. But I think there is a... It's just you have loads of rounds where you just get your go.
Let's give it a crack.
Sure, won't be the fun in that. Thinking about it for 10 minutes, where did Roy Keane play before Manchester United?
You've convinced
anyway,
me.
Fast finger first, you must get the clubs correct. 2 clubs correct in order to earn your point. 1 guess per player named, so have a think about it before you jump in. The nicknames are the Monaghan Machete, the Cavan Colossus, and we have changed to Samson for 1 week only, possibly, we'll see. So that's just happened in real time, folks. Okay, round 2, question 1. The player and club Paul McGrath, Aston Villa.
Samson.
Yes.
Manchester United and Derby.
Wow, that was good job off the mark for that Derby one. Yeah, well done. He did also play for Sheffield United. I wouldn't have been 100% sure the order of those. Okay, David gets the point there. Question two. JJ Hanrahan, Connacht.
Calvin Colossus, Munster and Munster.
Dragons and Munster.
Oh, no.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We just skip that one. I made a mistake there.
Sorry. We'll let you away with it.
I forgot about you.
Forgot about that.
JJ.
Lucky you didn't put JJ Hanrahan, Munster, or we would have been shagged.
Yeah.
I've been there about six times. Okay, I won't jump in next time, and I will allow the remaining two players to play on when somebody gets
I wouldn't
wrong.
Have got Dragons.
Yeah,
I did kind of feel it was low stakes even after I made the mistake. Okay, question three. Gianluigi Buffon, Juventus.
Samson.
Yes.
Parma and PSG.
Well played.
A shout.
Well. Okay, question four. Tyburn, Scarlets.
Calvin Colossus.
Yes.
Leinster and Munster.
Yes. And then finally, Dennis Irwin, Manchester United.
Manchetti. Oldham Leeds.
Nope.
Samson.
Of course it's not.
I nearly said the answer again.
Oldham and Sheffield United. Are Wolves?
Wolves. You said Sheffield United?
I didn't. I said Chef and I said Wolves.
I heard.
I'm being told to the I have no say over this. You're wrong, Dara. You're left.
I hardly get.
We've both point. Gone. No, he has to get it right though, doesn't he?
Yeah, you have to get it right.
Well, I'm going to say Oldham and Wolves.
Yes,
correct. I almost don't want to take that. Like,
come on, I didn't say it.
That's rough.
I didn't. I said Oldham and.
He says it was taking you too long anyway for a rapid fire round, and then you got the team wrong. So.
I feel bad. I'm sorry, David. I feel bad.
We need to take the point.
But he gets the point. I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's David on four, Dara on two, Shane on one. After that, iffy round. We move on to round three now, which is everybody's favourite. Let's face it, Shane's in particular. After last week, it's the pass the parcel of doom round. I'm going to ask you each to give me a name that's on a list of names that I have in front of me, and then get it right, and the pass the parcel passes on to the next player. Get it wrong and the parcel will explode, covering you in shame and goo. Shane, you're going first. Carrying on for the inspiration from my question 2 weeks ago. Once again, we're carrying on from that inspiration for the third week in a row. We want managers of teams who have won a Leinster men's football or hurling final since 2000. There are 17 in total.
17.
This is a guy. I'm too sick to get my head around what this even means. So it's anyone who's won a Leinster title as a manager in football or hurling.
Football or hurling.
Since 2000.
Since 2000, including 2000, yeah.
Okay. Jim Gavin.
Topical.
Jim Gavin has a shitload. Seven.
Brian Cody.
I'm not even counting. 1,000, let's say. Including 1999 here, which is wrong. Ger Brennan was the cabin manager last year. Not cabin.
No,
lad. Sorry, lad. Seriously, I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
Just myself. I'll go Desi Farrell.
Desi won 5 Leinster titles.
Jeez.
It's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Derek Ling.
Desi Farrell won 2 All-Irelands and 5 Leinster titles. He's like one of Dublin's most successful managers of all time.
Yes.
Derek Ling, yeah. 3 times last 3 years.
Pat Gilroy.
Pat Gilroy. 08, 09, 11 and 12 for the Dubs.
Is it me?
It is.
It is. Surely you would have won one after. I'll not risk it. Niall O'Callaghan?
No.
Oh, what am I talking about?
I don't know.
O'Neill.
He won a Leinster club.
I'm thinking about the quarterfinal win last year. Oh, I had others in football. Just stick with football. Stick with football.
Different show.
Yeah, different show.
Yeah. Me. I'm sure he won this. Mick O'Dwyer?
Mikko, yeah, surely, yeah. To Kildare in 2000 and Leash in 03.
Yeah.
I'm running thin. I'm taking a punt here. Henry Shefflin, did they win it? Any point on that?
No. So that's that round. And
yeah,
the ones we didn't get, Sean Boylan, 2001.
Pardy as well.
Pardy with Westmead in 04. Paul Pillar Caffrey, 1-4 with the Dubs. Tommy Lyons in 02 with the Dubs. Eamon O'Brien was the last Mead manager to win.
Is that the 2010 one?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't think of that.
And then in the hurling, John Conran was the Wexford manager in 04. Doesn't ring a bell. Anthony Cunningham was Galway manager in 12, and Micheál Donoghue was Galway manager in 17 and 18. Dave Fitzgerald at Wexford in 2019, Anthony Daly.
The
Dubs in 2013. So the scores are David 5, Dara 2, Shane 1. Is that correct, Jet?
Yep.
And question 2. Okay, this is... I don't know how your brains are going to do this because they're all so different, right? But put these together, right? Name any cyclist who has won all three Grand Tour events. That's the Tour de France, Giro d'Italia and the Vuelta de España. Or... any snooker player to have won the Triple Crown, that's the World Championship, the Masters, or the UK Championship, or any tennis player, male or female, to have won a career Grand Slam in the Open era. Wow. Wimbledon, Oz Open, French Open, US Open. My God. You can give your answers from either all of the sections. It's not that there's amount of answers, it's just that the disparate nature of your brain going searching for all those different things just sounds impossible.
We pick one each.
We could. Cycling.
There is a line here that I think is important to mention. I don't know who may or may not have been compromised, subsequently stripped, etc. on the cycling side of things. So we're going according to Wikipedia.
Always reliable.
Right.
So snooker, cycling, and Grand Slams in tennis.
Yeah.
The male
full,
and female.
Full Grand Slam, as in the 1-4.
All male and female. So we've made as many as all of them. So we don't just pick one each.
You pick one.
No,
pick,
you can do it. And just name off whatever you want. It's the usual pass the parcel round.
Grand Slam winners.
Jesus.
Sorry. So just on that, I would say, disqualifications are accounted for. Like, as in, they're not included. But it's just there might be... more that we haven't, you know what I mean? So,
okay,
the obvious person you're thinking of, for example, is not on this list.
It's not on the list.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
The guy that done the interview.
He also possibly didn't do the actual achievement.
Top three. Yeah.
So, David's first this one, isn't he?
Yeah. Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Ronnie.
I have no
information as to what these people have done, but they're on the list.
Is it me next?
Is it me?
It's no, Dara next.
Dara.
Serena Williams.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's going to be... I don't know how you're going to keep track of all this.
There's not like... we've had way more names on Pass the Parcel rounds before. It's not that bad. It's more just the...
Do you have a breakdown of how many names are in each, no? Because there's not many.
That would be helpful, actually.
I don't think there's...
seven in the cycling, there's about a 12 in the snooker, and there is maybe about 15, not even 13 in the tennis. Shane's up, isn't he?
I'm up. Let's go Stephen Hendry.
You would imagine so.
Roger Federer.
Roger.
Straight list, I should start.
He likes to be called.
Yeah, famously known. Djokovic.
Novak. Noves.
Venus Williams.
Nope.
Oh,
yeah,
lads.
I didn't think so, yeah.
I fell for bait there. I was thinking, let's get the tennis ones out of the way so I can go back to my snooker ones.
Remember, you won this all three rounds last week.
So per. Yeah. But you see, I was feeling the lads won't know some of the niche snooker ones, so let's hold on.
I get that. You got to be right.
It's back to me.
And actually, I had a couple of names. I wasn't sure who Dara had said first, so I was like, there's a big tennis name that's been said, and I can't ask them who's been said here.
Rafa Nadal.
Nadal is correct, yeah.
That's the one I was
scoring. What did Venus not win? She mustn't have won the French, did she? She didn't win the Australian either. Wow.
Jeez.
Okay. I think I'm going to dip into the cycling here. Eddie Merckx.
Yeah.
I'm going to struggle here. I'll go for John Higgins.
Yep.
Like, I have a few things written down, but I'm not confident in anything but the cycling. So I'm like, do I go for the risky one, keep the cycling till later?
Keep yourself alive. I'd keep yourself alive.
What's your gut?
Go for it. Whatever it is.
Back yourself.
Back yourself there. Believe in yourself.
Cheers, David. The cycling's a weird one because, like, some cyclists just won't race certain races. So I'm thinking a great cyclist, but I'm like, did they race like the Giro?
Yeah. Cycling's
not
risky.
Often. Right. Bernard Hinault.
Yes. Good answer.
Thanks.
I'm sure he's won the Triple Crown. Mark Williams.
He surely has.
He has, yeah.
that was the statement.
Okay. Miguel Indurain.
No.
He's not there, is he not?
No. I was surprised not to see Indurain there as well. That's a tough one.
It's one of those ones where I was like, I don't know if he's
the only. The only cyclists I had were like Greg LeMond.
No.
Jonas
Vingegaard. He's more of a Tour de France.
No. Okay.
Sugar players are going to rip my heart. Selby, Bingham, Davis, Sean Murphy, Trump. Like,
Bingham's not, no.
He's not there. Karen Wilson, is he?
So you can't just say everybody. Wilson isn't there either. So you've got a few names there. Steve Davis, Terry Griffiths, Alex Higgins, Sean Murphy, you said there, did you? Neil Robertson, Selby, and Joe Trump. Cycling.
It's going to break my heart.
Jacques Anquetil.
Anquetil, yeah.
Alberto Contador. Oh. Chris Froome.
Chris Froome, yeah.
Felice Gimondi. And Vincenzo Nibali,
yeah. I kind of thought, like, I know Pogacar hasn't done it, so I kind of wrote off the modern era for some reason, but yeah, obviously Froome,
of course, yeah. Agassi, Carlos Alcaraz,
yeah.
Who completed it there, like, not too long ago. Margaret Court, who was pre-Open Era, but also did it in the Open Era. Chris Evert, Steffi Graf, won the four in 1 year, one time, 1988, as well as an Olympic gold medal. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you think she won Foreign Sports Personality of the Year that year?
Yeah. Was that what it's called back then, or international, or
whatever? Yeah, I just meant like, you know, why would I measure something on that? I don't know. It's all I could think of. Billie Jean King, Rod Laver, also one of those pre and post Open Era people. She did. Arthur confirms that she won the Foreigner Award of the Year at the 1988 BBC Sports Personality of the Year. Martiva Navratilova and Maria Sharapova. No, not that it was called that, that she won it. Yeah. I presume it still was even international back then. World sport. Okay, David.
Steve Davis, good man.
Steve Davis won the actual award, yeah. Hard for a snooker player to win that nowadays, I would say.
Impossible. Mm. Ronnie Sullivan.
He was close when he won the seventh world. So I thought that year he might have won it.
They'll never give it to him. They'll never give it to him.
McIlroy could win it again this year.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, David 6, Dara 2, Shane 1. For God's sake, lads.
Disappointing.
Let's get going.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we want you to name any men's golfer who is ranked number one in the world in the 21st century. Dara's up first here.
Disappointing. Number one.
Scottish after
to the world rankings
since when, sorry?
21st century.
Yeah.
Okay.
Century. Yeah. The last 26 26 and a half years.
Who's next?
You are.
Myself. Tiger Woods.
Yes. Many weeks did he spend at the top of the world rankings?
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Mad that it took us to the first or the third, just to say. Yeah.
Funny enough, Scheffler and Woods are actually more obvious answers, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, I have a few written down, but I'm kind of like. John Rahm.
Yes.
Phil Mickelson. Oh, la. lads. I give up.
Wow.
Really?
That's a surprise, yeah. But no.
Phil Mickelson was never number one in the world.
I give up.
Tiger had like such a points lead and such a stranglehold during his prime.
Yeah, come on.
It just was not, one of those things that like Tiger was never not going to be world number one, and that would have been when Phil would have been at his best.
Yeah, Jesus. I lucky
683 weeks was how long the combined total of Tiger Woods and number one is.
It's insane.
13 years, number one in the world.
That is insane. Lucky you were sitting in the way we were sitting, because I was actually about to say.
Yeah, I thought it was an obvious one.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But it's wrong. Mm. Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth is correct, yeah.
Yeah.
There's one missing here. Just going to write it down and get Arthur to check it.
So how many are there?
There are about maybe...
Can't be too many.
Not too many, no. Let me just number them here and we'll find out.
Mickelson's a...
Yeah, that 50. Is...
That is sickening.
That's a nasty one. That's we're not feeling like that at 5 o'clock on Sunday after morning, Captain.
No.
You'd be thinking about it, yeah.
I feel pretty crap right now. I even got a snooker question and butchered it, do you know, because...
That round was actually made for me and you. Like,
yeah,
really.
It was.
Like,
it was not, like, for us.
Oh, okay,
literally.
Yeah.
So how many altogether?
15 altogether.
15?
Yeah.
That's a few more than I would have thought. Brooks Koepka?
Yes. Of course, I've for some reason lost the questions, but Brooks is definitely there. Yeah. Okay, back to you, David.
Surely he was number one. Bryson DeChambeau?
No, Barry gets the point there.
It's Justin Rose?
Yes, Justin Rose was, as was Jason Day.
Oh, I had him in a scribble him out.
Luke Donald, Dustin Johnson, Martin Keimer.
Jeez.
Adam Scott, Vijay Singh was in there, and he was one of the only people to knock Tiger off at any point. Justin Thomas and Lee Westwood.
Westwood.
So, man, like Lee Westwood, and like, did he win a major in the end?
Nope.
No, still.
Load of second places.
But
he didn't win one. Yeah, it's basically like there was the Tiger era, and a few people got in for a few weeks here and there.
Yeah.
And then there was now in the Scotty era, the last 3 years. And other than that, it was fairly flexible, like who was on top. Okay. The scores are David's on 6, Dara's on 3, Shane's on a solitary point. His dream of finally winning the crappy quiz looks as far away as ever. The fun free magic number round is back after the icy reaction to last week's Slane Castle question. You know the rules. Going to give you 4 different statements with numerical answers. You add them up, you write them down, and you do it all before Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. If you get the number bang on, it'll be worth 3 points. Otherwise, the closest to gets 2 points, who doesn't go bust, 1 point then for the next closest. Right, if we're ready, let's go. Give me the following number. The number of goals Ireland scored in Poland on Tuesday, plus the number of FA Cups Mikel Arteta has won as an Arsenal player. Random. Plus John Hayes' total caps for Ireland, plus the number of events in a decathlon. Nice easy one there. Your time expires when Sinatra sings by Shiny Beats. So the number of goals Ireland scored in Poland, the number of FA Cups Mikel Arteta won as a player for Arsenal, Hayes caps total for Ireland, and the number of events in the catalog, which you don't get right. You're banned from this.
Bright
shiny. Okay, time's up, Shane.
106.
Me, 115.
Okay, and Dara?
I've gone a little bit conservative, 88.
Okay, well, it's far below 88.
Jeez.
The answer is 120, which means David gets 2 points and Shane gets 1. I thought there was an opportunity there for you, Dara, but...
How many caps does John Hayes have?
That's the thing.
105.
Yeah.
So I went under, I put 75 for that, because I was thinking...
I remember
the number
just...
of events in the castle. What sort of a question is that, like?
Keep us interested.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but I'm saying the decathlon part. But yeah,
we'll go with 10 for that one.
10. Yeah, 10. Yeah. Sorry, what were you asking me, David?
I just remember like all those years of John Hayes playing and George Hook saying, "We've no props."
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of guessed he had loads of cap. And I think he had like close to 100.
He had. He was also like, don't be listening to George Hook for your analysis.
No, that's also true.
I just quality, you know, of a rugby player.
Yeah.
Or like other things. Okay, anyway, the number of goals that Ireland scored
three.
In Holland was
three.
Yeah. And the number of FA Cups Arteta won
zero.
As a player was two.
It's a two, yeah.
That's tough.
So I had three of them right, and the ball messed. See, this is the problem with this particular.
It's a better round than the one you have to put stuff in order because you don't have enough
totally
time.
Yeah.
I like the order one, I have to say. It suits me.
Ah, you forget, like.
It suits me. Okay, so anyway, 8-3-2 is the score here. David in the lead, Dara second, Shane last. Business as usual, rapid fire round this week. You'll have 20 seconds to answer a maximum of 8 questions with a point for each answer. We'll start with the player on the lowest score, which is Shane.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Your time starts now. Who will Cork play in the Munster Championship this weekend?
Tipperary.
Who finished second in the 2026 Masters?
Scheffler.
In what province will Ireland play Italy in the Six Nations this weekend?
Connacht. Connacht.
You're right, first time. What national team did Michael Laudrup represent?
Denmark.
How many teams play in the Scottish Premiership?
12.
Who is Ireland's player to match against Poland last week?
Shiva.
Emily Murphy. I was hoping to squeeze in another one there, but
I'd say you could squeeze another one in there.
It didn't work.
You did pause on the.
You were trying to stop yourself from a right
pause,
answer.
Did,
okay, go on. One more question. Nicky Rackard is associated with what sport?
Hurling.
Correct. Okay, so Shane gets up to 8 points there. He is now level with David.
Well, I'll take it.
That is it. Like, come on.
It's respectable.
Squeezed in another question there.
Yeah.
It's the easiest question of all time.
Yeah. Oh, we started arguing over an answer, which is unusual, I would say. That's all. You know.
It came from the quiz master, in fairness, not the quiz master, the guy who wrote the quiz.
Just for future on that stuff, right? Just in case there's a, you did that earlier, right? Last week, there was a request for another question. The buzzer went when I was at the very start of a question. The buzzer went there after a little bit of mishap, right at the end of the question. So I think, therefore, you give an extra second, I would have been in the next question.
Can I also just
say, so you know, there is method to the crazy madness here. Like,
was it the second last round, the third last round last week? You asked a question which you weren't sure if you had asked it in the previous week's quiz.
Yeah.
But it turned out you had asked in the previous week's quiz, and you asked around in the room, was anyone here on the quiz the previous week? And everyone said no. The man beside me, not to out the fellow Monaghan man.
I've heard of that.
Turned out David was on the quiz the previous week. David won by a narrow margin last weekend and actually had one of the answers from the previous week's quiz.
No, I don't think it was his question.
It wasn't the same question. It was just asked in a different way. It was Jack Nicklaus' question.
Yeah. Back in your box over there.
So
who cares?
I also won the quiz. By like,
you did win the quiz. So. I don't know how much threw it.
It's just dark. Throwing on
the bridges there. I'm on death's door here. Will you come on? Yeah. All right. Who's middle scorer? I can't even remember.
Dara. It's me.
Dara, okay.
Me.
Your 20 seconds starts now. Who will Galway play in the Leinster Championship this weekend?
Kilkenny.
Who are Connacht playing in this weekend, the URC?
Stormers.
What English club does Emily Murphy play for?
Liverpool.
No, what national team did Thomas Brolin represent?
Yeah, pass.
No, who are the reigning All-Ireland Camogie champions?
Galway.
Which Irish jockey rode the Grand National winner last weekend?
I'm not a horse racing fan. I watched it, but I don't know.
Paul Townend.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that now. Emily Murphy screwed you. Or your knowledge of Emily Murphy, I suppose. Newcastle United is who she plays for. Thomas Brolin is a blast of the past for a certain generation, but you were not of that generation. He played for Sweden. Galway was correct. The Stormers was correct. And Kilkenny was correct. You got three. That puts you up to a score of six.
A bit of stumbling there. Like, I wouldn't mind the consolation point.
A little bonus point.
Yeah.
It does make a difference, though.
If you get it, you'll still be below myself and David.
Yeah. I don't necessarily agree that it was, but anyway, that's fine. Okay. not worthy of an extra question, anyway. Okay, David, you need one to win.
Boring.
The first question has honestly been on this quiz 72,000 times. I'm actually gonna skip it. Okay, next. Your 20 seconds starts now. What major other than the Masters Roy McIlroy won twice?
The Open.
No. Who will Munster play this weekend, the URC?
Benetton.
What national team did Sergei Rebrov represent?
Ukraine.
Who is the manager of the Tyrone Senior Footballers?
Malachy O'Rourke.
Yes. Who are the reigning NFL champions?
Seattle Seahawks.
Ray Cummins is primarily associated with what sport?
Boxing.
Hurling. Well, there can be no doubt about that now, in fairness. I tried to screw him by not asking him the easy opener that would have won him the quiz.
What was the answer? Out of curiosity, can you tell us? Well, you can't go on.
Who was the Tipperary hurling manager?
Okay, yeah.
Liam Cattell. Yeah. All-Ireland champion winning manager. It's there every second week of the quiz is the first question. I know. No, in fairness, the reason it's always there is because people keep getting it wrong. But mainly Shane.
Am I thinking? No, not
sorry, let's actually count them there. Your scores, you got four there at a casual, me leaving off an easy question. You won by four. The only one you got wrong was Ray Cummins, who was a Cork hurler. Liam Cattell, and you also got Rory. Rory won the PGA twice.
Ah, yeah.
Not the Open. Benetton is who Munster are playing. Ukraine is Sergei Rebrov. Malachi O'Rourke's a throw man. And the Seattle Seahawks won this year's Super Bowl. David wins again. The Fountain's going to need some real competition. I think there's a number one contenders match on next week, though.
Next week, I'm actually writing a quiz.
Yeah. So
he's been promoted.
He's going to try and find his own competition via the quiz he wins.
Nah, it's not that. It's just it's a privilege to have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm also not here next Friday, so
I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, I'm going to be a contestant if I can just get Jared back in here. Okay, let's go.